9:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We have breaking news from Israel. Fiery debate in the Knesset, where lawmakers have just approved a key part of Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to curb the power of the courts. The vote came after the opposition chanted shame and stormed out of the chamber. Netanyahu raced back from the hospital after surgery to implant a pacemaker. The deadline is hours away in Texas, and there's no sign officials there intend to comply with an order from the Justice Department to remove a floating barrier intended to keep migrants from crossing the Rio Grande.
Governor Abbott received a letter from the DOJ warning that the buoy barriers recently deployed in the Rio Grande are unlawful, present serious risk to public safety, and interfere with the Fed's duties along the border. Governor Abbott responded on social media saying, "We will see you in court, Mr. President," and Texas will continue to deploy every strategy to respond to this crisis. So far, 1,000 feet of buoys are strung down the Rio Grande and Eagle Pass.
This is a barrier that will slow down and reduce the number of people who will even be able to make it past that particular barrier.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Officials in Ohio are investigating a violent traffic stop involving a canine unit and a semi driver.
Do not release the dog with his hands up. Do not release the dog.
Body cam footage shows an officer releasing the dog on a truck driver who appeared to be surrendering after a chase, despite commands from at least one trooper not to. The dog bit the driver for more than 30 seconds, drawing blood. Correspondent Errol Barnett.
Both the Highway State Patrol and the Circleville Police Department say an investigation is underway into exactly what unfolded there, but Circusville Police wouldn't respond to questions about whether the officer who released the canine has been placed on leave.
Troopers had pulled the truck over for a missing rear mud flap. A UN commander says talks are underway with North Korea over the U.S. soldier who ran across the DMZ last week, General Andrew Harrison.
None of us know where this is going to end. So I'm in life an optimist. I remain optimistic. But again, I'll leave that there.
Private Travis King was facing dismissal on his return to Texas. Twitter's little blue bird has flown away. Elon Musk replaced it with a black X on the website today. The bird remains on the Twitter app. You might be sitting on some free cash. New survey finds nearly half of us are hoarding unused gift cards. Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
There's a risk that if you hold on to these cards, inflation cuts into the value, the store might go out of business, you might lose the card.
This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Over the weekend, Milwaukee experienced yet another surge of shootings, with a double-digit tally of 13 people being shot from Saturday through early this morning. Yesterday, 6 people were shot, with a 37-year-old man killed. Overnight, 3 more people were shot, among them 2 who were wounded in a double shooting. With a cancer-causing chemical in their apartment complex, the owner of the units say they'll pay for relocation efforts. Cypress Bayshore Residential owns the Glendale Lydell Apartments. Last week, hazardous levels of the chemical trichloroethylene were found in one of the buildings, which required the evacuation of 6 units. The apartment owners say they'll pay to relocate the impacted residents to their other properties or provide them with $500 to relocate elsewhere. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM. WAUK.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop. Right on.
All right, and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was expecting my co-host Sandy Williams this morning, but I guess there's some jet lag and some other things. Calvin, do you think there'll be some jet lag coming back from where was he at?
Madagascar. You know, they say you don't, apparently don't get as jet lag traveling west to east, but I would have to think that's awfully long distance.
Well, yeah, he was, spent the last couple weeks in Madagascar. And so we'll give him a pass. It's gotta, can you imagine living in America and spending 2 weeks? I don't think they've got Trump Towers in Madagascar, right?
No, I don't think so.
So you know, he's certainly had a great trek and a great trip, and so we'll look forward to having Sandy back on Wednesday. But here's something I wanted to discuss. And man, I can't. 844-967-2789. Hey, man, I like Chris Christie. I never thought I'd ever hear myself saying that I like Chris Christie. Now, going back many years, before Chris Christie had to, you know, join the club under Donald Trump, I always thought a lot of Chris Christie. I always thought Chris Christie was a bright guy and a guy, who, a straight talker. When he was the governor of New Jersey, I always respected Chris Christie. But something happened under Donald Trump's leadership, and when Donald Trump was forcing everybody to kiss the ring, even Chris Christie kiss the ring. And so, because it was what Donald Trump would promise people, and so people thought that he was giving out all of these, you know, as he was, you know, if you joined the team, there was something in it for you. And so Chris Christie sold his soul to the devil, so to speak. He sold his soul to Donald Trump. And as long as he could take it, he stayed with Donald Trump. But something happened along the way that brought Chris Christie back to who he was. And he realized nothing's worth selling your soul. Nobody. No promise of any position. Any of those things is worth giving up on who you are. And so to Chris Christie's credit, he is back as the fire brand guy that he was prior to his selling the soul to Donald Trump. So here's what Chris Christie, he's got a lot to say and about a lot of different things, but in this instance, he trashed Ron DeSantis on the slavery issue. And if you haven't heard what is going on in Florida and what the legislature in Florida passed, then, you know, I'll update you a little bit. Chris Christie trashes DeSantis on slavery. Ron DeSantis' response to a group of educators who put together, a new meaning to as far as education is concerned in Florida about slavery and the impact of it. And clearly, they certainly kind of did away with critical race theory. And even though, by all standards, that wasn't being taught there, but they thought that the best thing we can do is change the history of what took place in this nation. And in doing so, we had to protect white children to make sure that white children didn't feel bad about the past history of this nation. What they never understood was that to do away with the history under any circumstances is unacceptable. If you ask Jewish people whether or not you should ever do away with the history of the Holocaust, they will tell you absolutely not. We'll never, never allow that to happen. Never forget. But to hear people say we should change the history of what took place in this country is unacceptable. So Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie blasted fellow Republican candidate Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida after he defended school lessons that claim enslaved people enjoyed some personal benefit from their labor. And so Ron DeSantis' response to this, as the heat began to be turned up, is that I didn't do it. And I wasn't involved in it, DeSantis said, at a recent event. Now, and Chris Christie pointed out on yesterday on CBS, in the interview on CBS, first of all, I didn't do it, and I'm not involved in it, are not the words of leadership. Christie told host Margaret Brennan, look, Governor DeSantis started this fire with the bill that he signed, and now he doesn't want to take responsibility for whatever is done in the aftermath of it. You know, the fact is that Governor DeSantis starts these things for political advantage, he added. He tries to take political advantage of them, and then he says, I don't know. I didn't do it. I wasn't involved. I mean, that's not leadership. Now, I'll tell you this. As a black man in America, it is an insult to hear this reasoning. Well, we want to sanitize that part of history. You can't sanitize it. The world is aware of it. And people who are people of color who know that history, and even whites who know that history shouldn't be sanitized. It happened. And if we're trying to protect children, white children, from feeling bad about it, what do you say to black children who ask the questions, why are black people so far behind economically? I work with a lot of children in the central city. Mr. Ingram, why don't we have things? You know, why is it so difficult for us to succeed in a society? If we're talking about children feeling bad about the truth and the true history of what took place in this nation, to totally ignore children of the ancestors of those who were enslaved, they totally missed the point. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I wonder what your thoughts are, you in the listening audience. I do understand it's a harsh reality. And none of you had anything to do with that slavery and what took place then. But it certainly shouldn't impact your thoughts on what took place, because you didn't do it. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, my friend? You say what?
Oh, great, Earl. But thank God that you're out there. Thank God you're a voice of reason. You know, America, the America we cling to is a humanitarian nation. When they said that about slavery, I almost spit up. I was eating when they said that, and I thought, you have got to be kidding. You destroyed affirmative action. Now you're saying that it's good that you were a slave. America's not that ignorant. They're just not. They're a humanitarian nation. Now, if DeSantis and all these other goofballs, including the criminal in chief, who's up to over 40 felonies, believes we're not a humanitarian nation, that will destroy our country. We've always been. What is the, what, and you know it, Merle, I'm preaching to the choir. The Statue of Liberty, what does it say? Bring me your poor, your tired. That's what we're about. Even on the border, oh, these horrible, they're all druggies and drug lords. No, they're not. Their families escaping certain death that they, Republicans throw them right back into, but yet they beat their chest and they're for against abortion. They make no sense. We're a humanitarian country. That's it. There's no point of discussion. But if that's the way they want to go, Russia will accept all of them. Thanks, Earl.
You, well, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Interested in your thoughts on what is going on in Florida as it relates to these things. I know everybody's got an opinion on it, and if not, you should have, because, you know, again, you didn't create the slavery. And you weren't there. And so, you know, that's why I believe that this history should never be adjusted. Got to go to a break. Julie, I see you. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 86. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, 64. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs around 88. Temperatures reach up to 91 Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 95, mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Talking about a new law that has been passed in Florida that is going to somehow mislead young people to believing that slavery and blacks, some blacks benefited from becoming tradespeople. And so somehow that's a positive. And I was watching Fox Sunday yesterday morning as they were trying to explain how this is a positive thing and that it shouldn't be looked at as a negative thing. You know, one of the things in my lifespan thus far is that we still can't have this discussion. And because apparently there are people who feel bad because, again, what ancestors did. And you're a white person. You had nothing to do with the enslavement of black people. So we should be able to have the conversation, I believe. And clearly, what transpired during those times was barbaric and one of the worst chapters of mankind anywhere in the annals of history. That's what that was. And to try to act as if, you know, we've got to figure out another way to explain it other than the truth of what transpired is not right. And to Chris Christie's credit, I respect him for that. Julie from Franklin, good morning to you. Julie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, I wanted to talk to you about a few things. I'm glad that, you know, what I enjoy about your show is, like, you're saying, you know, you like Chris Christie and you know, even though he's a Republican or whatever, or
I don't hate Republicans. Refreshing. I don't hate Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think so real quick, and then I got to go. I don't think you can say Chris Christie sold his soul to Trump. I think we have to remember these are politicians. This is their job. They're just trying to move up. It's no different than did Kamala Harris sell her soul to Joe Biden? Does everybody that has a job, do they all agree with their bosses, you know, political views?
Well, Julie, let me tell you why I said that. Let me tell you why I said that. Because Chris Christie agreed that Donald Trump was railroaded out of the presidency. He put his respectability on the line. And this is why I said he sold his soul to Donald Trump, because he agreed that the election was stolen. That's what I mean by putting himself out there. Later on, he came back and rescinded that. But it's hard to take that back, and you lose all credibility. And that's what Chris Christie did when he supported Donald Trump in the steal.
Okay, I thought he was saying, or what I've heard him say, is that, you know, Donald Trump was just bombarded his whole presidency, from everybody, the media, and they just went after him and after him and after him. I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. I mean, when you talk the way you do and say the things you do, you're absolutely going to be challenged. But I know that I heard Chris Christie say that. I didn't realize he said that about the election.
Oh, absolutely. He sided with Donald Trump on the steal early on. He later on came back and rescinded it. And as you can see, he's running against Donald Trump, and he is a different guy than he was when Donald Trump was president. Chris Christie, he's certainly gotten off of the Trump bandwagon, and he's now fighting back and speaking and he's talking like the guy was, you know, that I knew long before Donald Trump became president of the United States.
I think he, in all, for a politician, I do think he's pretty honest. And I, you know, while when Trump was in office and he would be on like Meet the Press or the other talk shows, he, at least what he said, he would say that he told Trump what he really thought when Trump said something. I can't think of an example, but I think he was pretty upfront with Trump. I think there was a falling out on both sides. I think, you know, Trump didn't like it then. And
I
do think,
Julie, the truth of the matter is Trump is just about falling out with everybody who supported him. He's almost standing on his own right now. Almost all the people who were in his camp, they're gone.
It's so ridiculous. I don't even know why he's a topic. And the other,
well, he has to be a topic. He's the number one.
Oh,
he has to be a topic.
That's what I mean. I wish he wasn't. I know. I wish he would just go away. And he's only 3 years younger than Biden.
I know. Hey, Julie.
Talking about Biden.
He's not going away. If you look at any of the sites, Donald Trump leads them all. We got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Sparks fly in Israel's Knesset as Parliament passes a contentious law limiting the power of the country's Supreme Court. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
People who are opposed to it say it undermines judicial independence, which is the only check on the executive branch's power.
A political watchdog group has already filed an appeal. There's no sign Texas will comply with a Justice Department order to remove a floating barrier in the Rio Grande today that's intended to keep out migrants. Republican Tony Gonzalez tells CBS.
This has been happening every single week. We've seen people drown. Last year, there were hundreds of migrants that are drowning. I'm glad it's getting some attention.
A UN official says talks have begun with North Korea over the U.S. soldier who crossed the DMZ last week.
The conversation has commenced with the KPA through the mechanisms of the armistice agreement.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A man police say was suffering a mental breakdown led to a SWAT response in Delavan yesterday. The tactical situation unfolded after the man barricaded himself inside of a room at the Super 8 Motel. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office called in the SWAT team, and while the situation is resolved, further details are yet to be disclosed. Amid the discovery of hazardous levels of the cancer-causing chemical trichloroethylene in one of the buildings at the Glendale Lydell Apartments, the property owner has committed to covering relocation costs. Following the evacuation of six affected units in the building, Cypress Bayshore residential say that they've offered to move the impacted residents to their other properties or provide them with $500 to facilitate relocation elsewhere. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com.
Get round and from
to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number if you're just joining us. We're talking about, you know, Chris Christie having the courage to challenge what clearly is not right in this adjustment to the history of teaching slavery in Florida and being supported by Governor Ron DeSantis. Let's go to CJ. CJ, good morning. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Well, as far as Chris Christie goes, he believes that we were more prosperous and safer under Trump.
No, Chris Christie does not. Listen, CJ, Chris Christie does not believe that, because if he believed that, he wouldn't be running against Donald Trump. And I've heard all the things that he said against Donald Trump. So you're not going to change that. And I don't even know why you would even attempt to do it, man. Chris Christie is not supporting Donald Trump. He's running against him, and he's saying a lot of things that, you know, aren't very conciliatory towards Donald Trump. He's saying a lot of things to expose Donald Trump.
I'm voting for the Republican nominee.
I'm not questioning who you're voting for, man.
But
this conversation is not about who you're voting for. This conversation is about whether or not Ron DeSantis and what is taking place in Florida with the so-called belief that part of slavery was good for black people because they learned trades. That's what this conversation is about, CJ.
Okay, well, why don't you look up who was on his panel, Earl? Do a little research, and why don't you invite one of the many black leaders that were on his education panel? But I know you Democrats and the press can't tell the truth about Ron DeSantis, because look at what you did with the parental rights in education bill. You never called it that, did you? You called it the Don't Say Gay bill. You can't tell the truth about what it's about. You pick line. Like Kamala Harris.
Hey, CJ.
Why don't you read
CJ,
the bill?
Here's what you need to understand. The last time I checked, Chris Christie is a Republican. The last time I checked, Ron DeSantis is a Republican. And it is a Republican, Chris Christie, challenging another Republican in his support for this bill. That's the issue. Now, you know, whether you can understand that or not, this is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's a Republican challenge another Republican on it. CJ, are you aware of that?
Why don't you bring up one of the leaders,
I don't need to bring up anything. It is Chris Christie who is challenging Ron DeSantis. I don't need to bring anybody else up. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Karina. Hey, Karina, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right.
Earl, you see, Americans already have a very short memory. You need a history to learn and not to repeat a horrible experience humanity lived through. To know that, you have to tell that to your kids. And it's not about the shame. It's more to understand what humanity is and be proud that a society can admit something done wrong. Now, for me, moving the understanding for future generation that there is nothing wrong with slavery, just benefits, means that the conversation about the retribution and everything what has to do with the slavery is just over. And I don't think it's the right thing to do. We have to talk about retribution because nothing, like you said, the people are not equal in this society, equal in any possible way. Oh, we live under same constitution. This constitution applies to different people differently, and we can see it on an example of a Trump. A man has felonies, and he is going for presidential post. So now this country become a criminal? All of them, all of us are criminals because we would be under ruling of a criminal. And that's my opinion.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call, as always. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, not just you, CJ. You're not in this thing just all by yourself, even though you think the world revolves around you.
What he can't even come to grips with, Tom, is he's so quick to say you Democrats. As I pointed out to him, this conversation is two Republicans, Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis. Having this dialogue has nothing to do with Democrats. And he can't even comprehend that. But go ahead.
No, of course not. He can't comprehend it because it's not in the talking points that he watches every day or listens to every single day. It's really quite sad. I almost want you to have him on your show.
Because
then we might see how he crumbles.
Well, let's just move beyond CJ, man. Let's go ahead.
All right. Anyway, this whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. Slavery was a horrendous, horrible thing, and that should be all there is.
Hey, Tom, I can't even believe that we're having this conversation in 2023. My mind won't even wrap itself around this conversation, man. As somebody who went through the civil rights struggle, as somebody who lived through the civil rights struggle, I can't even believe that today we're having this conversation.
What's so sad, Earl, is that in some ways you don't want to give the topic any oxygen, but at the same time, it's like, this is what they're about. This is what they're about doing. Again, I would really recommend everyone go watch that movie El Dorado on Netflix, because it just shows every 100 years different characters. I mean, that's the thing that perplexes me. I don't know if we're supposed to respond to their things that they're saying because that gives it more oxygen.
Well, you have to respond to it. They made it law in Texas. I mean, in Florida. They made it law.
I know. And the thing is, that can happen anywhere in the country. It's so disgusting. But all I can say is, everybody, please get out and vote Democratic. Everybody, get out and get registered to vote. And let's just take this next election in major ways that the Republicans finally learn their lesson.
Hey.
We want a good Republican Party.
We
really do.
But Tom,
the thing is, you guys that have going on, this is a
Tom, let me ask your thoughts quickly before we go to break. Did you hear about the floating barriers in the Rio Grande? Where
I have not, Earl.
excuse me?
I haven't.
Well, okay, where Governor Greg Abbott has ordered 1,000-foot barriers to be deployed in the river near Eagle Pass early this month. They are lined with razors. These 1,000-pound barriers are floating in the Rio Grande. They've got razor wire all around them to prevent people, and then netting underneath them. People are drowning, and people are being cut to rivets. Migrants because this is a decision that's been made by another Republican governor, Governor Greg Abbott, and the United States government is demanding that they remove these barriers. Workers deploy a string of buoys to prevent migrants from swimming across the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass. And so they're all lined, man, with these razor blades, and people are being cut to rivets. 1,000-pound floating barriers, and the government and President Biden is demanding that they that this is inhumane treatment. And then again, people are drowning because they've got netting underneath it. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are is just everything I've said before, which is the Republicans in power, and I hope the other Republicans, there are actually sensible Republicans out there, realize that their party is the party of death. And they are the party of destruction, and they will do whatever they can for power.
So listen to
this. And I really hope they wake up.
The United States intends to file legal action in relation to the state of Texas' unlawful construction of floating barriers in the Rio Grande River. The Justice Department said in a letter sent to Abbott's office on Thursday, the department gave the state until 1 p.m. Central Time today, Monday, to avoid legal action by responding with the commitment to remove the barriers. The state of Texas action violates federal law, raises humanitarian concerns, presents serious risks to public safety and the environment, and may interfere with the federal government's ability to carry out its official duties. And so this is where we are. And so people can say what they want to, who live in Texas or who support Governor Abbott, but this can't be the answer, man. Cutting people to rivets who are trying to get to, you know, to a place for a better life. I don't see that, Tom, as, you know, the answer to what we're talking about, what we're dealing with in that area.
Remember Jesus doing that, where he put up these rivets and, cut people with razor blades and all of this, because I honestly miss that part of the New Testament. Old Testament might have been about that, but these people that call themselves so-called
Christians, but they did this.
I say,
they
quote,
did this without the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who which manages construction of federal public works projects, including bridges and dams. And so this again, it goes to show that states somehow believe that they have priority and superpower over the United States government. And we're going to come to a head with this, and the Republicans are forcing it. Tom, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done?
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 86 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 64. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 88. Low 90s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Warmer Thursday with highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Texas, that's the same number. Wondering your thoughts about, you know, UPS drivers and others like them and people who, you know, unionized and who are willing to fight a major fight against the fat cats. And, you know, and I know there are those of you, some of you in this audience, who will say, I have no sympathy for UPS drivers, because UPS drivers make a decent wage. I don't know, $23 an hour, maybe, or somewhere around there. And benefits. Well, okay, there are more than 100,000 part-time UPS Teamsters making less than $20 per hour. The Teamsters represent UPS. The starting pay for part-timers at UPS has only gone up $7.50 in the last 41 years. Wages for the workers went from $8 an hour in 1982 to $15.50 today. In that time, the median home price exploded from $50,000 to $450,000. College tuition and health care have skyrocketed almost. Everything is quadrupled in price. In 1982, UPS made $5 billion, only to see its earnings surpass $100 billion in 2022. Record profits, as such major corporations always seem to find their way to the top. So your thoughts, UPS drivers who delivered all the things that you and I enjoy and that we order online. And we've gotten so used to that UPS guy or that Amazon guy, or young or lady, you know, pulls up and delivers all of these packages that we're so fortunate and blessed to be able to order. Well, somebody's doing the work to get them there. And so if they decide to strike, and the possibility is very high, would you support that? I mean, really, would you support that? I mean, it means you're not going to get your things for a while. But you heard the numbers that I read to you. Starting pay for part-timers at UPS is only going up $7.50 in 41 years. You know, people can say, well, they're making $15.50 an hour. That's chicken feed. And for those people who work and do that packaging, it's hard work. It truly is. It's high speed. It's high pace. Many people are injured there. $15.50 an hour. It's chicken feed to a company that made over $100 billion last year. Calvin, do you, your thoughts, man? I mean, we have to get to a point where we shouldn't begrudge people. You know, there was a time when I was young that striking was the only way that we could get corporations to pay a livable wage. And so it worked then, it should work now. Your thoughts, Calvin?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. With the UPS thing, it's definitely a weird situation because the full-time employees are content with what they're being paid, but they are teaming up and working together in solidarity with the part-time employees who deserve to be paid the same amount as the full-time employees.
Yeah, and it would be different if it was a company, Calvin, that couldn't afford it. But they clearly can't afford it. You know, part of what used to happen in this country was we wouldn't cross picket lines as Americans. Maybe I'm aging myself again, but I remember when we respected picket lines in this country. It's how we got to a middle class. Somebody else was striking. We respected those people and why they struck. Striking was their last option. It wasn't their first option. And it was the only way to fight the corporate major corporations. You couldn't do it individually because individually you couldn't get anywhere. It was something that we had to, that had to be done collectively. And through that vehicle, the middle class was forged in this nation and allowed America to become what America became. Through that middle class. And now that has died. And people are fighting to get back to where there is some semblance of middle class in this nation. And it's going to take all of us supporting those people who are fighting for their survival. When you hear that number, man, in 41 years, UPS's, you know, wages for part-time workers have only risen $7.50 in 41 years. And then you hear people say, well, $15 is a livable wage. According to who? It's not. Let's stop acting as though it is. And then for those who are working under those constraints, we must understand and fight for them. Because $15 an hour, you know, when I was 30 years old or 40 years old, it's not $15 an hour when I'm almost 70. It's not worth the same thing. All right, we got to run. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
I hope someday.
This Sunday is the Black-owned summer marketplace downtown in Deer District from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
This summer, 540 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.